The Canadian Coast Guard Academy is hosting its biggest graduating class in nearly 40 years tomorrow in Westmount. 58 students are graduating. It's the largest class since 1987. Meanwhile, the Academy will select about 90 applicants out of 600 for the officer program resuming in September. Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Calloway is attending the ceremony. He says there are several reasons why the Academy is receiving hundreds of applications.
I think number one, people see it as a viable career. Two, to serve the country. Three, the focus of the Canadian government on sovereignty in the north, but also on all coasts. So it's taken on more prominence. Defense, Coast Guard now falls under defense and not Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And I also think it probably gives people an opportunity to play a role in a kind of the greater defense motif.
The graduates will soon be deployed to begin their careers on ships operating in Canadian waters.
Those graduates will be serving this country. They're going to be there when someone's in distress, a ship is in distress, a community is in distress. So when you're serving your nation, and most times you're putting yourself on the line, literally and figuratively, for people that you don't know, but you know they're Canadians, you know they're in need. So, you know, leadership is something that a lot of us talk about, Bill, in modern day culture, but few of us practice. And those individuals that enroll to be officers in the Coast Guard, they're providing leadership because they're acting in the service of not themselves, but for others. And that's the, I think, a Canadian value. And what better place to have that Canadian value instilled than Cape Breton Island?
The Academy officially opened in 1965 with programs in marine engineering and navigation officer training. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.